I'm poet Brenda Shaughnessy, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Some things that happen are utterly unbelievable, like looking up at the smoke coming out of the World Trade Center on a gorgeous September morning in New York City, 2001. I couldn't believe my eyes. I turned on the TV where the catastrophe was confirmed. It was really happening. It was real, but how was that possible? Eventually, what was impossible but true became an historical fact. Inevitable, immutable, set in stone. The deaths, official. People really fell out of the skyscrapers. Just because it was incredible didn't erase the fact of it. On other ordinary-seeming days, other things happen, and they seem very real but aren't. I am convinced the lump is cancer. I'm certain my loved one who is late has had a bad accident somewhere. Then I get confirmation that the awful scenario I've been suffering is erased, never happened, isn't happening. It's all in my mind. Then I have children of my own, small people I'm in charge of, and I can't believe that something awful can and did happen to one of them, and I can't believe nothing bad has happened to the other. And I wait, in fear, in fantasy, with relief, with worry, with hope. When will disaster strike again? Can I prevent it? Or am I a sitting duck, holding my breath, waiting for any number of shoes to drop, for who knows how many pairs are up there? And then some lovely friend says something totally unexpected, or my kid surprises me yet again with her zany humor, and I laugh and laugh, time stopping and reality shimmering like a mirage. As joy has me gasping for breath, that same breath I seem to have been holding more often than I realize. Club Icarus by Matt W. Miller. We are no more than a few silver seconds in the air when that winged and cocky boy gets sucked into a turbine, sparking off a fire that rips the starboard wing away from the fuselage, shucking passengers out and raining us over Northern California, dozens of us dropping toward the bay. And you can imagine the screams, I'm sure, the prayers cast up then down the twirling sky. And yet, here's my daughter, laughing the whole way down, her yellow hair whipping around her first teeth smile, as she titters at the tilted wonder of what was happening, rolling airborne over and over as we all drop like sacks of wet clay. And for a second, I want to snag her to show her how frightened she should be so I can hug her safe one last time. But the way she looks laughing, I just can't. And so as the brick of the bay comes up to kiss my back, I watch my little girl giggling, grinning, floppy-cheeked into the wind. And then, damn if I don't see, right before the world splits my sides, wings, like blades, butterfly from her back and lift her laughing back into the blue. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This episode of The Slowdown was written by me, Brenda Shaughnessy. The Slowdown is hosted by Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Quadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel and Veronica Rodriguez. Production assistance by Brenna Everson and Phyllis Fletcher.
Hi, I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.